Morning.
Good morning.
It's 2 minutes past seven, miles an hour here for Vibe Breakfast.
Hiya.
Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday. Thank goodness it's here.
How's your week been?
You know, it's been pretty good, actually. Not too bad at all. How about you?
Yeah, all right. I've been here. I did the drive show on Tuesday as well, so I've been here 4 days.
Oh, no rest for the wicked.
It's almost like a job.
Almost.
Up next, I want to know if there's a moment in your life you wish you'd caught on camera. First, Kygo and Zara Larsson.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Al had to take Heidi into a doctor's appointment in London other day.
She all right?
Yeah. It's all good. We won't get into that. But no, because you can't go in together anymore, so because I was taking her, I drove her in, I had to wait in the car. So I found a place to park, and in this particular sort of like hospital doctor's area, the parking after hours, it was just after five, which was great because it made it cheap.
Oh, perfect.
Was just outside the maternity ward. So it was in this really quiet area just outside the maternity ward, and this couple came out with a pram. Now, I don't know if it was a very first time out of the hospital newborn or if they were going back for a later appointment. I don't know how these things work.
Who knows?
But if it was, the woman looked great for having just given birth in the last 2 months. Anyway, so they had this pram and they walked over this little crossing, and because it's quite quiet, there's no cars really going around. As soon as they got over the crossing, you just saw them stop. And then the woman in the pram walked back to the other side of the road, turned around, and really slowly started walking across the crossing whilst the dad filmed them. So, oh, no, we need to film that. It's the baby's first time going on a zebra crossing.
Film the first everything.
So they filmed it, and then they filmed it right up close into the baby's face at the end. Well, I'm assuming there was a baby in the pram, by the way.
You'd hope so. That's got to be an exhausting way to live, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do everything twice.
If this is what they're going to keep doing, unless they think this is going to double the time of our lives.
It might work. You never know.
It might. There's only so many hours in the day. But anyway, I was sat there thinking, I wonder if my parents, if I'd been young now, would have done this sort of stuff. Because, you know, when we were kids in the 90s, it's slightly different. It wasn't quite as easy to just pull out your phone and film people.
And a camcorder costs like 500 grand. I mean, we didn't have one. I haven't got any videos of me when I was a kid.
Yeah, that, and you needed to be a strong man to be able to lift it.
Yeah, exactly.
Up onto your shoulder. So, 80818, start your text with Vibe. What moment in your life do you wish had been caught on camera? It can be anything. Something funny, something sentimental, something beautiful, anything. I don't mind.
I've definitely got one in mind already. We're going to get some good stuff on it.
I think this is going to be fun. What moment in your life do you wish had been caught on camera? 80818, start those texts with Vibe.
107.6.
80818, start your texts with Vibe. What moment in your life do you wish you'd caught on camera?
So I have something that sprang to mind immediately when you asked this question. I don't know if you know, actually, but I go to Cornwall every summer on holiday. I love it. It's like my favourite place.
I went once and it rained all week. It's just sort of like, oh, this is the most rubbish holiday I've ever been on.
You got to try it again. But I go to St Ives, which is like meant to be like a surfer's paradise, right?
And it's lovely, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah. So when I mention I'm going, every single time somebody goes, oh, are you a surfer? Do you surf? No. I mean, look at me. Obviously, I'm not a surfer. I have no balance whatsoever. I can barely ride a bicycle. But once, when I was 19 years old, I surfed for about 5 seconds in very, very shallow water, and nobody caught it on camera, and to this day, I just wish I had that.
Didn't get a pic, it didn't happen.
Exactly. And I could show people, I'd be like, yeah, I'm a surfer. Look, this is me. I pretend, you know, I'm not 10 years older than I am in the video. But if I just had that little bit of proof that once, just once, I managed it.
I have a moment I wish hadn't been caught on camera.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So when I was a baby, we lived in Hong Kong when I was two.
Oh, well, you lived, so you knew every day.
Yeah, we lived in a big flat, and it had a flat complex thing. And it had a swimming pool down the bottom. And my parents were filming us. My brother had just been born, so they're sort of like doing a film. The baby's out by the pool, I'm in the pool swimming, and my dad gets me out of the pool, leads me around to the camera, and then goes behind the camera like a sort of a 60 minutes interview style. And my mum's filming, and my dad just goes, what have you done, Miles? What have you done? And you just hear me shaking my head, Miles, come on, it's fine, what have you done?
poo.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's so going to be shown at your wedding.
Memorialised. Me doing one in my trousers has been memorialised on film.
I knew where that was going. As soon as you started that story, I could see the end in my mind.
107.6.
So we've had a text from Steve in Radlett. I like this. He said, I wish I'd caught on camera the one time that I remembered to get the bins put out on time, just so I could prove to my wife that I'd actually done it. Now, I very much sympathise in that respect.
But surely proof would be that the bins have been collected.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And also, Anna in Watford, I like this. This is kind of more along the lines of your story. It says, my little boy saying his first words. She doesn't say what the first words were. That might be best left out of it. But that's a nice one.
I think that when I'm a parent, I'm going to be terrified of missing those things. First words, first smile, first steps.
This is it. But you don't want to be pointing your phone in their face the whole time, do you?
Yeah, but it's not that. I just want to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, every time I left the house, I'd be like, if today's the day, I swear to God, I'm going to be absolutely livid.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe.
What moment in your life do you wish you'd caught on film? Liam in Watford's texted. He said, the time my dad was carrying a tray of chops from the barbecue, tripped over the dog and fell through the fence.
Oh, perfect. I wish you could have sent that in to us if you caught it on film, then we could all have enjoyed it.
Exactly. That would. Well, I think it would have been viral by now.
Yeah. In the old days, that would have gone on You've Been Framed, remember that?
Yes, was it Dawn French who used to host it?
I can't remember now. I know Harry Hill did it for a bit.
Harry Hill did it later on. Yeah. Yes. Oh, I loved You've Been Framed. That used to be the highlight of my Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd sit in, if you're allowed to stay up, You've Been Framed.
Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah, it was The Simpsons and You've Been Framed on Channel 2, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Back when we used to watch telly at the right time.
Exactly.
I had something like this, actually. We played a lads and dads football game. Hmm. My dad is not good at football.
Much like me, then.
And somehow, he was just wasn't doing any with the ball, standing still with the ball. He managed to stand on the ball and fall over.
Wow, I think I did that in PE once.
Yeah, and he was wearing embarrassingly short running shorts.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know why. Dad's Everyone shorts. Else is wearing football shorts.
There's always one.
There's always one. He thought, I've run a half marathon once. It's like, we get it.
Vibe 107.6.
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to who?
Easy game.
Easy jingle to sing this week.
Easy jingle to sing. We don't know much about popular culture. Despite doing a radio show. So, I get to quiz Al. It's all of these people's birthdays today, the 12th of June. And Al has to tell me why they're famous.
Easy.
Right. Mikey Tua is 18 today.
Sorry, Mikey Tua.
Mikey Tua. T-U-A.
Okay. Oh, okay, fine. Mikey Tua is a... he's an Instagram star, isn't he? Did I get that right?
You did. First one out of the box.
I need to guess more.
Yeah. Maya Benway would be 18 as well.
Ah, happy birthday, Maya
18,
Benway.
18, big way. Well, I think if they're in America, it doesn't matter as much. But over here, good birthday.
Big deal here, the big 1-8. So Maya Benway is a star of the social media platform known as TikTok.
YouTube.
Ah.
Jerome Jara is 30 today.
Jerome Jara. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say Jerome Jara is an actor.
Right, so it says here he's an entrepreneur, but I remember him from Vine.
Oh, really? Oh, wow, Vine. I'd forgot about that.
Yeah, I think he was Vine.
That was a bit like TikTok, right?
Yeah, it was like TikTok, but it didn't go as well.
Yeah, didn't last as long.
Adam Montoya is 36 today.
Adam Montoya. Now, 36, that, not to sound judgmental, but that sounds a little bit old to be certainly a TikTok star. So I'm going to say one American Idol in 2017.
Who did I say it was again?
Adam somebody.
Adam Montoya. He's a YouTube star.
Oh, okay, fine.
I forgot I was looking for the next one. Skylin Floyd is 11. Hey, Skylin!
Skylin Floyd. That's a great name.
Yeah, 11-year-old.
That's a strong name. 11 years old. I'm going to say a YouTube star who does gaming on YouTube.
Well, I don't know what they do on YouTube, but YouTube star is correct. Well
done. I pushed
done.
It too far there, didn't I? I tried to get an extra point.
Some other birthdays. It would be Anne Frank's birthday today.
Oh,
she'd only been 91. No. Yeah, 91. Yeah, of course. She's been 91. Dave Franco, 35 today.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Apart from that, Adriana Lima. Remember when she was famous? 39.
Do you know what? That rings a bell.
Yeah, she was a model. I think she did some acting as well.
Oh, happy birthday, Adriana.
Anyway, that's the birthdays today. You did well again.
I did.
You're getting better at this.
I've got a different technique at the moment.
What, actually guessing correctly?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good technique. 107.6. PS5, big news last night.
YouTube.
They sort of had the gameplay launch, was it? I don't know what they'd call it. We had a look. We got a first look at it anyway.
The launch where they'd actually launch the actual product, but they sort of...
Show you what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Yes, finishing touches still need to be made. It does look like a modem.
It's a blast from the past.
It really does. Yeah. It's been launched in the winter, apparently alongside the Xbox Series X, which makes me think that one of them won't be quite finished. Because I don't think that Microsoft and Sony are talking to each other going, right, we're going to both have to launch in 2020 around the winter. Yeah. I think one of them's gone, damn!
One of them is in a rush right now, aren't they?
Yeah, one of them is going to be sort of finished, and then you're going to have to do loads of software updates in the first few months. Anyway, some of the games that are going to be coming out are Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Horizon Forbidden West.
The first thing that struck me when I saw the pictures from the Spider-Man game, we've now reached a point where people in games just look like people.
They look like the bits in the Spider-Man films when it's CGI, but it's as close to real as possible.
I'm obviously more convinced than you are, because I actually thought it was a picture of a bloke when I first saw it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. The car game... Honestly, it's in better quality than Formula One.
Why watch Formula One where you could play this?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're in control of it. But there is one game that's there's one game that stood out for me, because you're not much of a gamer, are you, Al?
I'm not. I used to be a long, long time ago.
And I feel like this is the game that's going to sway you back to gaming. There is a game about... where you play as a mystery-solving cat with a mini backpack on.
Oh my goodness, I'm so in already.
It's an open-world game, so like Grand Theft Auto style, but you're a cat, and it looks like everyone's robots, and you just sort of wander around and solve mysteries.
Take my money now.
Yeah, with this like harness-looking backpack on.
That sounds amazing. What's it called?
It's called Stray, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to invest a lot in a full PS5. Mm. To buy it, which...
It's worth it. It might be time for me to get back into it.
I think it is, because that's your type of game. You could play it while your cat sits on your lap dreaming of becoming that cat.
5107.6.
Scientists have had a shocking new discovery.
Oh, yeah?
You know, there are some people who are stupid enough to think that it would have been great if we'd lived at the same time as dinosaurs and Jurassic Park's a good idea.
Are there? I mean, I suppose there are some people.
I know someone who'd be like, oh, my God, dinosaurs are my favourite thing. I wish I could see one in person.
Might be fun for 5 minutes.
It wouldn't. Not even that first 5 minutes. You'd see it and go, oh, no.
Oh, it's massive.
We can't build the fence to keep that in. Jurassic Park has proved it. Mm. What, have they made five films now?
Five films, they still haven't learned.
They've never kept them in. Not once.
How boring would it be in the sixth film if they did?
Yeah, it would actually.
Keep them fenced in.
Yeah, just the whole thing. Oh, the fences work this time. Look at that. No, a giant 13-foot-high crocodile weighing half a tonne that lived 120 million years ago. Honestly, the photo, I don't know how they...
A 13.5-foot-high crocodile?
Yeah, so I don't know how they figured out it's a crocodile, because it just looks like a dinosaur, and dinosaurs are reptiles as well. But, you know, we'll go through from this anyway. So, it walked on 2 feet, its legs were as long as humans, but if it stood up, it would be massive.
Oh, my word. I'm literally picturing a dinosaur walking like a man now. Now you've said it's...
No, well, it's walking like a velociraptor still, with its little arms as well.
Oh,
it wouldn't be able to tie its shoes.
I've just found the picture of this. That's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, it looks scary. Yeah. And it just makes you go, you know what, I'm glad we evolved when we did.
Yeah.
Because if we'd evolved earlier, we wouldn't be it.
We're dealing with some stuff right now, but at least there aren't dinosaurs around.
Exactly. Like us versus a T-Rex. You think we would have made friends with it?
I doubt it.
I think it probably would have eaten us. There's no way we would have survived the dinosaurs. And anyone who thinks, oh, it'd be great if we could bring dinosaurs back, any scientist out there who thinks it's a good idea starting that experiment, you're probably more qualified than me, but stop. I don't want there to be dinosaurs. I don't want to go into a museum or a zoo and see a dinosaur. I'm quite happy going into the Natural History Museum and seeing what they would have looked like.
Exactly, that big scary model that moves, that's scary enough.
Yeah, or the skeleton.
Yeah.
And going, wow, that really lived. It's real bone, that's incredible.
But it can't eat me.
Exactly the point. The razor sharp teeth aren't attached to a brain that can then chomp down on me.
Yeah.
So that, as far as I... Unless Night of the Museum's real, and that's a whole different kettle of fish.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
welcome back.
Hi.
It's 2 minutes past 8 miles an hour here for Vibe Breakfast. Up next, it's what we spend all week waiting for.
Oh, yes.
My favourite moment of the week.
Big Al's big quiz. Any clues this week?
You are going to be very involved.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds ominous. First, AJ Tracy and Mostak. This is Dinner Guest on Vibe.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Time for Big Al's big quiz.
Oh, I'm so excited this week because it's a bit cruel. That's my favourite kind of quiz.
Right, okay, in what way?
So, you may remember the eagle-eared listeners who were listening a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned something about having you sing.
Oh, no.
And I said I'd put it in the back pocket.
I should have put two and two together when you said I'd be involved.
Yeah. So I thought I'd put it away, pull it out a couple of weeks later. So, here we are. So, I've got a very exciting quiz this week, which involves five songs that have been number one in the last couple of years or so. So,
right.
I mean, you're a popular music DJ, so you're going to be well familiar
DJ's
with these songs.
DJ's a stretch. I push play on the songs on here and talk between them. I'm not mixing.
And very skillfully, I might add. So I'm going to play a short clip of each of the five songs. All you've got to do, very, very simple,
right,
is just sing the next line.
Okay.
Easy, in your finest singing voice. Obviously, the nice thing about this is people can play along at home. So there are 5 points available in total. Hang on a minute. Let me get my pen. What have I done? Here it is. Hang on. Sorry, I'm very unprepared this morning. Right.
Yes, it's smooth.
So, ready to go. Five songs, all from the last couple of years. A little clip of each. You've just got to sing the next line. Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Okay, here's number one.
Da, 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 all the time.
Do you know what? I'm not going to give you the point for that.
What?
I would have accepted take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine.
Oh, right. I rhymed, at least.
You did rhyme, that's true. But nil point for that one. Are you ready for number two?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be very good at this.
I think you might be okay.
The thing is, I make up the words.
Mm.
No, let's sing. Anyway, let's go. Number
let's
two.
See how you get on with this.
It's easy to say, but it's never the same.
I'm getting sick and tired of... Oh, no. Being of the way you treat me this way.
Oh. I like the way you just made up a lyric that actually fits.
Yeah.
But it's incorrect.
If I heard the whole chorus, I know I would get it right.
You reckon?
It's too much pressure.
It's just that little isolated bit,
yeah,
isn't it? I would have accepted, I guess I kind of liked the way you numbed all the pain.
Of course it was.
Lewis Capaldi there, of course, for Someone You Loved.
Mm.
Okay, so number three, are you ready?
Mm.
Let's see how you get on with this one.
I wish I wasn't knowing the words to any of these songs. I have no idea. Something about missed you, isn't it?
No, there's two options. You could have had I wish it wasn't so damn hard to leave you.
Mm.
Or you could have had I wish I could pretend I didn't need you.
I'm going to have to start listening to the songs more.
Yeah, you did say need you there, so that was a good guess. But no, it's no points so far.
Okay.
From me, but... maybe better than I expected, actually, to be honest. let's try number four. Let's see how you get on with this. I reckon you'll be fine. The feeling won't let me
sleep. Now I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel.
Yes, you got it.
One kiss is all it takes. Well, that's not the right music.
You got one word wrong, but I'm going to accept that anyway, because that was a very, very good effort.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the live version, you know, when they change it slightly.
Yeah, they just improvise, do what
yeah,
they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Good one. That was Dua Lipa and Calvin Harris, of course, with One Kiss, and that was correct. Nice one. Now, number five, this is my favourite one, and you'll see why, but I reckon you'll get this. I think you'll be fine. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Despacito.
Despacito.
Do you know what? That was so mean that I'm going to give you half a point for that one.
For getting the Despacito word in.
Yeah,
it?
The lyric is actually Quiero respirar tu cello despacito.
Yeah, I don't speak Spanish, unfortunately.
Interestingly.
Does anyone know that?
That's not too bad.
That is one of those songs that everyone sort of goes, Despacito.
Dorito.
Anyway, that was Big Al's big quiz. I get 1.5.
And a half is dubious.
That's your worst score ever.
It is.
Well done.
Vibe 107.6.
Pubs being shut for the last few months has been awful for a lot of people. People who like to socialise, publicans, of course, people who work in pubs. But something it's also having effect on is breakfast now. I'm not talking about an all-day breakfast from Wetherspoons, all-day brunch. Absolutely glorious.
Always.
Marmite has taken a hit in sales because of pubs being shut.
Will this pain ever end?
Because of a shortage in brewer's yeast.
Brewer's yeast.
So we're in a Marmite shortage because they're only able to make its 250-gram jar, so no big jars of Marmite for the Marmite lovers.
Oh, man, only the little ones. These are the things we take for granted, aren't they?
They are. People are in uproar. Mm. Here are some of the tweets. Oh, Marmite, why can't I find a squeezy jar anywhere? Tried my local Tesco and Sainsbury's and nothing! Is there a shortage I should know about? Yes.
There's your answer.
There's a shortage of yeast.
This is the thing that's going to finally tip people over the edge, I think.
The great Marmite shortage 2020 is happening.
Man.
It's awful. And it got me thinking. What is the one product you couldn't live without if there was a shortage?
Oh, now that is a good question.
80818, start your text with Vibe. What product couldn't you live without? If there was a shortage, would your life be ruined? For some people, it's Marmite. Although for other people, it's not Marmite. It's sort of Marmite, isn't it?
Other people are delighted.
Some people are going, yes, Vegemite all day, every day.
5107.6.
If there was a shortage of a product, what would be the worst for you? What would ruin your life? 80818, start your text with Vibe. It's because Marmite is having a bit of a shortage because there's no yeast. Brewer's yeast. It's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, you forget these things that they actually need, you know, the basic ingredients in order to make them. They don't just appear out of thin air. Now, here's mine, and this is going to make me sound like a right old man.
Mm.
On the subject of breakfast products that begin with Marm, I really like a bit of marmalade on my toast, I'll be
honest
with you.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it.
I thought you had to be in your 40s to like marmalade.
You have to be at least 40 to buy it in the supermarket. No, I love it. I'm big on it. I have it most mornings. So if they somehow ran out of orange peel and sugar, I'd be in real trouble, let
me
tell you.
What does marmalade actually taste like? Someone who tried it when he was like 5 went, "Pyah!" and then assumed I don't like it ever since.
I mean, Paddington Bear loves it, so it can't all be bad. It's kind of, it's got an orangey tang, but it's not, I mean, there's a slight bitterness to it. But I love it. It's perfect on toast.
80818, start your text with Vibe. You could have Marmite, it could be Marmalade. Doesn't have to start with Marm. If an item went into a shortage, if one was discontinued, what would ruin your life the most? What can you not live without?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Jojo's texted in saying foamable oatly milk. Jojo, you and my girlfriend are very similar, it seems, because we have it every day at home. My girlfriend is a vegan, so it's like oat milk, but the foamable one's great if you have a little coffee machine, because it froths right up, so it makes
nice
barista-style coffee.
I tried to do that with actual milk. It just doesn't work.
No, you need the foamable stuff.
Yeah,
that's the thing. You've got to look down the aisles, mate.
Yeah, yeah. And oat milk, I don't think I've tried it. I've tried I tried almond milk once for a few days to see how it was, and I couldn't get on with it, but maybe I should try
oats
oat milk.
Oats better. I like oat milk. I had a... although I did have almond and coconut milk a couple of weeks ago, my girlfriend went crazy and bought me something that I'd like that she wouldn't like, and it was great.
Perfect.
Yeah, but oat milk... I like oat milk. It's actually quite nice.
Mm. Oh, there you go. James in Hemel says... and this, again, is a bit of a controversial one for some people. Brown sauce. I love brown sauce.
It's very niche. You could get away without brown sauce quite easily.
Maybe he puts it on his breakfast.
Maybe he does. Maybe he has a fry-up every day.
Yeah, well, you know, keeps the doctor away.
Great for the cholesterol.
That's not actual medical advice, by the way.
Yeah, it really isn't.
And Katie says hummus, which again is a little bit niche, I think.
Well, I don't know, it depends, because breads and dips are a fabulous meal substitute.
Yeah. Very, very true.
You know how most people, when their girlfriend goes away, will, like, go out with the boys, pig out on stuff. One time when my ex went away, when we were together, I just had a night playing PlayStation and eating breads and dips.
That sounds amazing.
It
sounds
was
perfect.
Fantastic. I had breads and dips, I had chocolate, I had a bit of wine, and I just sat at home by myself and she went... Oh, this is lovely.
Oh, man, that's the dream. Did you have a selection of oils as well?
I had a selection of hummuses, actually.
Oh, very nice.
It was... what a day. What a night. Oh, one of the best nights of my life.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
So you told me last week a very interesting story about a dog that could fit a lot of tennis balls.
I did. That was a very funny photo.
Now, humans don't like to be outdone by dogs, it seems, because there's been a story this week about a teenager from Pennsylvania called Philip Angus, who's officially broken the Guinness World Record for the world's largest mouth gape. He can open his mouth almost 10 centimetres, which doesn't sound like much, but when you see the picture, it's unbelievable.
Oh, I'm going to have to look this up. I'm just picturing in South Park when with the Canadians where half their face is their mouth and they open it up and it's a fan. When they open their mouth, they're looking up.
That's what this guy looks like.
Wow.
And he can fit, the thing is, in the pictures, he can fit an apple in there, hole, and he can fit a tennis ball in. I've got to say, an apple's probably a more useful thing to be able to fit into your mouth than a tennis ball.
Yeah.
As a human.
I feel like having the largest mouth gape would just be a choking hazard.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? But his parents are very, very proud of him, it seems. So, you know, any world record's got to be a cool celebration.
Yes, you could be proud, I guess. I don't understand. Like, what's, it's not like he's trained himself to have a mouth gape, is
he
it?
He might have to have been stretching it over the years. I don't know.
Oh, that's weird.
It is weird.
Would you want that?
I don't know. He did.
Yeah, I mean, I guess each their own.
Vibe 107.6.